Wild Out Podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, Peace and Mom.
What it do, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty V.
Welcome to the Women of Wild Out Podcast, you guys, where the ladies of Wild Out control the mic.
We about to get y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wild Out Podcast a la carte.
Y'all, we are back to the Women Wild Out Podcast, part two with Spicy Mighty. Gang, 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 gang. My girl Brie, my girl Pretty V. We had a really good conversation in the last episode, so we just asked her, could you please stay another 30, 45 hours?
Thanks for staying.
Pretty V has some questions, but before we get into it, if you guys did miss the last episode, please watch it and catch up. But if you decide not to, I'm going to let you introduce who you are.
Yes, love you. Thank you for the intro. I am Spicy Mighty, relationship expert, magnetic matchmaker, founder of the Spicy Life Relationship Consulting Firm, where I provide relationship coaching and, of course, matchmaking. I provide a 90-day five-phase program based off of my spicy method, which is self, passion, intimacy, communication, and learning to say yes. I help you just enhance and use the power of your passion to attract your purpose mate. And if you are with your purpose mate, I help you guys grow, strengthen the relationship, and hopefully lead to marriage. And then when I have a married couple come to me, I'm helping them through some of the challenges so that they don't get a divorce. So
and you said this in a previous episode, but I love when you say, my purpose is, what is your purpose?
My purpose is I'm looking to restore the family unit. My mission in life is to break generational curses and restore the family unit. I want every single person to believe back in love, not to date and operate from a place of fear or hate, anxiety. I don't want any of those negative emotions associated with our relationships. And yes, we all are deserving of love, but first we have to believe it. So it starts with our belief, and I help you guys with the belief. Yes. And what do those behaviors look like?
You asked me that one of the first times we had a conversation when I was first started dating Chris. Were you like, are you operating out of fear? I was like, absolutely not. Because you're like, if I get hurt, I just get hurt. I'm not going to go into the mindset, what if he does this? Look, I'm going in acting like none of that can even happen.
Yeah.
And if it happens, we go from there. But you don't go into it operating out of fear.
And what I also appreciate about your relationship, too, is that you are a confident woman, but he contributes to that by doing things that make you feel secure.
For sure.
And when we address that Chris has done something that may not make you feel the safest, he is like, okay, let me overcorrect. Let me solve for that.
For sure.
And that's a sign of a healthy relationship versus the man who's going to be like, oh, you're to blame. It's you.
You're insecure.
Yeah. He will take accountability. And that's a great sign. So I was like, okay, I could work with this couple. I know you guys our purpose.
Because we basically had an audition for her to work with. She's like, so how long y'all been together? Like, I ain't wasting no time. This is my, she told me, like, one of our first consultations, she's like, this is my purpose. I do not deal with people who aren't willing to grow, who aren't willing to change, who are going to waste my, she still be on my ass. Like, you done missed three sessions. Just, I'm taking, you don't pay me for this month and don't talk to me till you're ready. I'm like, fuck. I'm ready. She's like, if you're not going to take your self-growth serious, you're wasting my time.
If my mission is to break generational curses and you over here replicate in things that aren't healthy for the relationship, or what are we doing? Why are we here?
It's like the gym.
Yes.
You better get up
It's just like the gym.
It's more than the money for me. It's about my clients like excelling and achieving their goals. Because I do take it personal. They're a reflection of me. And so if they're not doing well, okay, well, how do I need to show up better for them? And maybe I need to be more on her ass. So I have to govern each couple or each single based on what they need in order to be motivated and get the message. And B needs a lot.
I do. For real. For real.
I have a question. Spicy Spice.
Please do ask.
Ginger Spice. I literally...
Scary Spice. Sexy Spice.
Girl, you so Roxy. I think for me, my question, I don't know if it's a question, but I think it is, but guys come in your life, you know, to just be for a season, but a season of love.
Yep.
Season of being kind and protecting you at that time. But like, why is it? Like, is it just like that just person's just there? I mean, I don't know how to explain it because I know I have guys who've been in my life just not for just to be with me, but just to help me maybe just
learn or
figure some things out. Or
for sure.
Yeah. So
our relationships shape us. So I'm a firm believer that each person is put into your life for a reason. Now you can learn from that reason and it be a learning lesson. Or you can see it as a loss. And that's when you feel like I took an L, it was a waste of my time. Why did I mess with him? Oh my God, I'm so heartbroken. But if you look at it from that perspective, you're not gonna grow with that perspective. You have to look at it from the, okay, what mistakes did I make? Why did I choose him? What was it about me that chose him? What did he offer that I wanna keep? Are we, were we in alignment? Did he cross my deal breakers?
Yeah.
Like that's when you need to start assessing the core values and deal breakers in a relationship so that you can govern. And then if you can look at it from a learning lesson, what am I gonna do differently next time? What am I gonna accept and tolerate? Where am I gonna bend? Where do I need more flexibility? You're more likely to have better relationships moving forward. Each relationship should be elevating. If you're going backwards on each relationship, not even stagnant, I want growth only.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want stagnant.
It shouldn't be. Yeah, it should not be stagnant.
Yeah, they should not be this. They should not all be the same, treating you the same. You shouldn't be settling for the same things.
Yeah.
Like there's some self-worth things going on if you are experiencing that.
Yeah.
And so oftentimes it's not the men, it's not that there's not enough, it's who we choose and why we're choosing those people.
And it's so crazy because I prayed and I said, you know, Father, bring me someone that's going to love and that's going to just, you know,
treat me right, and love me.
You know, one of these days I want a kid, you know.
And what do you think God did?
Oh my God. God always shows up. And he shows me his hand. He's always showing me his hand. So you know, I'm just asking a little bit of questions.
She just talking to somebody, but what she already expressed on numerous episodes. It's very new. They dated previously, but he is so sweet to her.
I love that.
And so she is just so like guarded and scared and like, hold on, give me a minute. And she's taking her time, which I understand.
Good. But, take your time.
You know, I'm like, girl, marry like, this man. I was on FaceTime with him. I was like, oh my God.
He treats you
he
like a queen.
He just laugh at all your stupid jokes. I'm like, that's not even funny.
If he treats you like a queen, I'm here for it. We should not be sleeping with anybody who does not worship us.
Yeah.
That is a waste of our time. You get to a certain place, right? When you're young, okay, fine. Get it out of your system. Learn from that. But at this point, if you're looking for a healthy relationship and something real, don't waste your time for anyone who doesn't worship you. I only take worship.
Yeah.
Like my time of compromise and community service, that was in my
youth. Come on, community service.
Okay. So y'all, one of her activities, she makes us build this pizza. I'm going to let her explain it. So I want you to build the pizza and Bree to build it because I already built it in my session.
Okay, we're going to build the pizza. Don't be scared. Pizza.
Okay.
So this is a good exercise.
Ladies, do this at home and gentlemen.
It will help you when it comes to navigating who you should be with and who you shouldn't, right? Okay. There's so many things. People will tell you, make a list of this, 100 things, and you're like, I don't know how to navigate this. The pizza is simple. So we have the crust. That's the foundation. What is his character in order for him to just be a good person and us respect him?
And we're not talking about anybody specific, just a man in general.
Just man in general. Mm-hmm. The next layer is the sauce. How does he have to treat me to make me feel good?
Yeah.
And then the next layer is toppings. How does he have to look for me to want to rip his clothes off?
Hello.
So we're going to go crust first. What's the foundation? Give me the 5 qualities that you need in order to believe he's a good person. Just a good human, not your man, just a good human and respect him.
One, spiritual.
Okay, spiritual.
2, loving his mother. That's I love him.
Relationship with mom.
Family oriented. 3, I would say very attentive.
Okay.
4, someone who cares. A lot of guys don't really. Is that the same thing as being attentive?
No, he can be an attentive man. He's not going to be an attentive man to you because you don't know him. This is just his crust.
We're just talking about
which
a man.
Which is in general to respect
loyal,
him.
Nice.
Definitely loyal.
Okay.
Trustworthy.
Okay. That's 5 because loyal and trustworthy are 2 different things.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you said you're 5. Now you're going to give us the sauce. How does he have to treat you? So now I've found this man. I said, hey, I got a good person for you. He has a good heart. Here he is. Now how does he have to treat you for you to want to be with him? How does he make you feel?
Well, I mean, I would go by just the queen. Like, I want you to do what I tell you to do.
give her an example.
That's too general. We can't just say do everything I say.
Yeah.
What do you need? What do you need in order to feel good with this person?
Definitely, I want to be loved on. I want
affectionate.
Someone to be affectionate. Like I like okay,
affectionate.
Be affectionate towards me. Hear me. You know,
so listening
to listen to me. Communication. Support me. Pray with me.
Oh, okay. Need one more.
And
how does he treat you? What's he do for you? How does he make you feel?
I mean, I think just being a positive person. I think, I don't know if that's something.
So
just,
positive motivation.
Yeah, motivation.
Okay.
I don't know if that goes with support, but positive motivations, like affirmations and just like.
Speaking life into me.
Okay, yeah. Beautiful. Now you get.
Feeding me.
That was the crust. We got the crust and the sauce. That was mm-hmm. the foundation, who he is, and now how he treats you. Last part is toppings. How does he have to look? In order for you to be sexually attracted
so
to him.
So this is the more vain part, like yeah. physical.
I'm going to be very honest. I, you know, very masculine, was the dark skin. I always say Morris Chestnut.
So masculine, better. Dark skin, those are two different things.
Yeah, so no, that's just what I loved. But okay. I knew when I ran into those type of guys, it was more so playing a game, mm. you know. But, you know, very masculine, that's one, okay. masculine. Gotta be good looking. I don't know.
You
gotta
can't
be,
just say good looking. What's I know. That? I don't so know what that means
pretty
to you.
Teeth. Yeah, pretty muscles. Teeth, of course. Muscles. That's masculine. The same thing, or that's
masculine is not necessarily muscular.
Yeah,
that's fit. Those yes. are two different things.
So muscular.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, masculine with a little gut.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Masculine,
not no
fit,
gut.
Pretty teeth.
Fit. Pretty more. Teeth. Know how to dress. Mm-hmm. Gotta know how to dress.
Okay. Well dressed.
Yeah. Fashionable.
One more. How's he looking?
Nice smile.
Okay, nice smile. Okay, so we take that pizza.
Yeah.
Now we don't date anyone who's not that pizza. However, mm-hmm. the toppings are interchangeable because if it's mm-hmm. got the crust and the sauce, it's still a good freaking pizza. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. we can compromise the toppings, right? Because you're still gonna get fed, you're still gonna get nourished. Mm-hmm. So we don't date and we don't keep people in our lives after we've experienced them who's not the pizza. Because if not, we will not respect them. Because you just
you're
told me
time.
What you need.
If he's not spiritual, mm-hmm. what am I doing?
Yeah, you just mm-hmm. told me
if he's
what
not
you
this,
need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are we still lingering in this relationship?
And one more. He has to know music. Sorry. He has to know music. That's one of my biggest things. Like, you have to know music. I was talking to this guy, and he told me Future was an R&B singer. And I said, no.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to slide my six in. You know, people got one little hand.
Yeah, that's a little pinky toe you want to put in there. Yeah.
But I love that. I love
it makes
that.
It easier to navigate. We get too confused. There's too many options out there. This is how we narrow it down. Mm. When you're looking for your purpose mate, when you're looking for your one, this is how you narrow it down. Don't be doing this with situationships and, you know, F-boys and all that. Like, this is just when you are in that zone of, I want something real. Use your pizza.
Yeah. And I don't know. I keep thinking about groom, hard worker.
It'll come to you. It can change right now. We put you on the spot.
Yeah.
So, you know, thinking off the top of your dome. But these are things that you should know. Because if you don't know
I mean,
this.
There's a million other things you're going to want.
Yeah.
But these are the things that you
the foundation.
Don't compromise on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And, you can revisit it and edit it. But don't go out there dating blindly. And then like, I don't know why I didn't get him. Well, you didn't know what you wanted. Like, so this helps. Mm. This helps you actually build out what you need. And then following that manual.
Yeah.
So it's called my little spicy pizza.
Yes.
It wasn't that bad, see? But now you're thinking like, dang, is the guy I'm talking to this?
What was so crazy is when you think about it.
Why didn't we keep him?
Yeah. And when I'm thinking about it, I'm just like,
he's everything on the pizza. Lord.
He's everything on the pizza.
He's everything.
If he's everything on the pizza, you better behave and act according.
Is it Papa John?
We don't mess around.
Is it DiGiorno?
All right, y'all. Yeah. All right, y'all. On that note, we'll be right back. When it's the pizza, we stand up straight. We act right. Okay?
Yeah.
We don't play. Exes will come back. People will like try to get our attention.
The enemy will try to come in.
Yes, he would definitely come and try to do some things.
Okay, Bree, do yours.
Yeah. Girl, I don't like pizza.
Are you scared? Right.
No.
Let's do it.
All right.
The crest. The five things you need in order to respect him. A good person.
Well, obviously, like being able to distribute respect in general to people and family.
He's respectful.
Someone that's hardworking.
Hardworking.
Someone that is probably committed, and that can be in all forms, obviously.
Okay.
Committed is one of mine.
No.
Someone that don't be taking her pizza.
Yeah, done.
Like, can't have my pizza, girl.
No.
Someone that can like actually communicate. Emotions aside.
Emotional intelligence.
Yes.
Okay.
Doesn't that count as different? So wouldn't that be my five? If I
communicate
and have
emotional... Oh, you want communication and
emotional
intelligence?
I feel like they're different.
She's thought about that.
Communication is... Healthy communication is a part of emotional intelligence, but they are two different things. You could be a great communicator, but not tapped into your emotions or understand others.
Got it.
So that makes it harder to communicate, but you can be a professional communicator. So we're going to keep that. We're going to keep communication and emotional intelligence.
Okay.
Because there's two variants of that.
Okay.
Now we're going to go to your sauce. How does he treat you? So you just went on a date with him. How did he make you feel? What does he do for you to keep you satisfied?
Conversation.
What do you mean by conversation?
Conversation. No, like real conversation. Depth. Yeah, okay, like deep. Not like how was your day? How's your mom? Whatever. No, like we need to. Like, can we sit here and really have a conversation at dinner, or is this surface level bullshit that I could just go talk to
right? Okay,
you know, whoever. What else do I want? How to make me feel? I guess like comfortable.
Okay, you're comfortable with him.
He needs to make feel like for me, I usually am like, I sit and I wait and I watch people before I decide to let my wall down to be comfortable to really like, you know, get into that. What else?
You get three more.
Shit. Makes me feel.
Chivalry?
Yeah, like opening my door. I don't see that ever, girl. I don't know where you're hanging out.
It exists.
But somebody can open my door.
It exists.
Okay. I mean, I feel like that would be great. Someone that pays attention, like to detail and to small things.
Okay.
Like I had someone order for me and I was like, how the hell did you remember that? We came here 5 months ago.
Ooh.
Love that.
Yeah, I love that.
You get one more.
Make me feel like safe in the sense that I can trust you in a situation as a human.
Okay.
Friends, family, whatever.
Trusting.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the last thing is topping. So you're going to give us, what does he have to look like in order for
us? I need to work on this my damn self. I be dating guys that are not attractive at all.
And that's okay if they treat you amazing. Yeah. But if they don't treat you amazing.
And you ugly.
Yeah.
You can't be both.
Pick a struggle.
Like you ugly and a cheetah.
Yeah. That's it. Well, that's where I was like, hold the hell. I got to go. Okay. I would say... Definitely smile for me. I feel like
smile.
Tattoos is a thing for
me. Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is. I was telling her yesterday something
like
about
neck tattoo.
You got me. It usually means you're a problem and you're trouble. So like that's probably my first thing.
Yeah.
I love. I just want like super manly. Got to be like you know like
fit.
And I'm super work out a lot. Into fitness. Okay. So definitely fit. Yep. Someone that could come and share that with me. I wouldn't say tall, but let me think.
You get two more.
What they look like,
Color eyes, skin tone.
I like dark.
Okay, chocolate.
And then bless you, boo.
You get one more.
God bless you.
Come on, chocolate.
Shit, what do I like?
One more.
I guess really it's the smile on the teeth for me. I feel like that's a,
you can just
a big
choose,
thing.
You just want those four? You could just choose those four?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have your toppings, you have your sauce, you have your crust. Whether you're considering marrying again or dating or even letting someone inside of you again.
Yeah, that part.
He needs to be the pizza.
Yeah.
If we can't trust him, why are we sleeping with him?
Yeah.
If he can't communicate, why are we sleeping with him? If he's not chivalrous, why are we sleeping with him? Like, what are we doing it for? What void are we trying to fill?
Yeah.
So when you have your pizza, it helps you and directs you down. Okay, you're a keeper or I'm going to throw you back to the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Throw you back to the sea.
And sometimes we got to throw them back.
Quickly.
Your point earlier, it's about knowing like if you're just supposed to be a lesson in experience or my lifetime. Yeah. And so this is helps us dictate that.
Oh, I do have a question about that. So what's the difference? We were saying purpose mate. What about twin flame? What about like what are the, this, there's soulmate,
what's
twin flame and this purpose mate. And I think there's one more.
What's twin flame?
Twin flame I heard from a psychic and it scared the hell
why?
Out of me.
What does it mean?
Because she just like grabbed me at a pumpkin patch and I was like, girl, why? Who are you? What are you doing? And like she went into this whole thing and like started telling me all these crazy details and she just freaked me out.
Yeah.
What's a twin flame though?
Your twin flame is like someone who you have this deep burning connection with. You maybe knew them in another lifetime. They feel similar to a soulmate, except for your twin flame, you may not necessarily end up with them or belong with them. So you guys may go your separate ways, but something pulls you back together. Like old girl over here who said she met him 6 years ago and is back with him. Yeah, I know I'm putting you on the spot. but I'm just saying, like, it could be. But it, she was saying that it scared the heck out of her. And I'm like, well, it shouldn't be scary.
Well,
but
someone
does he
to
exist?
Come at you. Yes, he does. But with someone to come at you with real details, like specific details.
Yeah.
That was weird.
And sometimes we don't always end up with our twin flame. They're not always like the best person
that
for
was
us.
Definitely.
But it's such a deep connection that they keep pulling us back. And you, sometimes you have to know when to walk away, like any relationship from someone. But those are going to be a little bit harder than, of course, any other one.
Yeah,
and
I think building as a friendship too, you know, that's why even with, you know, my friend that I'm, you know, you know, I just think too, you, when you're not in that right place at the time, you know, so it, you, when God brings you, your union back together, it's either y'all going, like Spicy said, being friends, or, you know, or y'all just going, you know, go your separate ways or however.
Timing is so important. Yeah. And that's a part of compatibility. If you meet a great person, looks great on paper and makes you feel amazing, and unfortunately they don't want a relationship, it's bad timing. You can't want what they don't want.
Right.
You guys have to be on the same page.
And that little time thing you talking about that the lady done said, like one thing is too, like, when you do all that, sometimes the enemy comes to destroy a lot of stuff too. So you gotta look out for those things too. You gotta be like, is it for my, is it healthy? Or you just coming to knock on my door and cause some drama? Or you really wanna talk to me?
Well, that's where it got me, because when she came to tell me, I was messing with two individuals at the time, and I was like, oh fuck, she's in my head. I don't know which call I made, because at the end of the day I was like, I don't know if that was the right choice. I don't know what. And then you like revisit it and you're like, okay, well technically the definition of a twin flame is not ideal, and these situations are not ideal, but yet that's more ideal for me, that I feel like is more ideal. So it's like that weird, and you're like, oh, okay, now I'm lost.
Now, girl, I'm
I don't know where I'm going. Well,
you got to decide based off of like who's more in alignment with the relationship goal. If your goal is to be in a healthy relationship, okay, who's the healthiest?
Yeah.
Who treats me the best? Who makes me feel the loved and the most safe and secure? Who is my pizza?
Yeah.
Because both of them, I doubt, are identical in the pizza. So like, they probably had two different things that you liked about them. Usually one gives us a lot of passion and the other gives us a lot of security. And so we're trying to battle and juggle, well, ooh, should I be with the person who's gonna make me feel safe? They support me, they take care of me, they're gonna be there forever.
Or the person who gives me butterflies, but you toxic.
The person who I wanna slash some tires for. Yeah. Like,
hell no.
What
do you say if a guy was like, so what makes you feel like you deserve commitment? Why are you so special that one guy should be committed to only you?
First off, all us women in the human species, we are special. We are good people. The question is not what makes us so special that we deserve commitment. It's about the man, right? It's about you being in alignment with someone who values commitment as well. And so we've got to
just find somebody who wants commitment.
But we've got this idea.
I'm not to argue with a man who wants polygamy.
We've got this idea that we have to earn commitment now in 2021 because society's trying to tell us there's not enough men. If we look at the world population, right? Let's not break it up by ethnicity, but we look at the world population, there's more than enough men to go around. The challenge is that we don't want to step outside of our type and our comfort zone to be with what's healthy for us. A lot of us want to eat our candy when we should be eating our vegetables.
Come on.
And so we're compromising so that we can have what we think what we want versus what we need. And so men will try to convince us like, well, I should be with, you know, 20 women because, you know, I'm this, you know, superior man or high value man. And the truth of the matter is if he's not in alignment, if he doesn't have enough self-regulation, if he doesn't value commitment or believe that you are worth the commitment, why are we compromising our values for him?
For sure.
He's not enough. Like, he, and we will never be satisfied if we compromise that
for sure.
For someone, unless we want that for ourselves. If we want to swing, if we want open relationship,
go for it.
Go for
it. But don't do it because the guy you like is doing
correct.
It. Do it because that's what you desire for your life.
I'm not going to compromise cheating. I'm not going to compromise lying or honesty or all the. I'm not going to compromise any of these other. I'm not going to compromise communication for him. Like, if these are the core values that we need in our relationship, then why are we compromising these things? We're going to be unhappy all the time.
So what about the man that says, we're just wired this way. This is the way we are. We deserve to have multiple women and la, 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 la. I feel like I hear this
so much
all the time. I said, you ain't wired, no way. Like, okay, my sex drive could be high too and higher than hers, and yours could be higher than his, but what you mean you get
that's
this
a social construct.
Don't.
That's society telling him, or him wanting to emulate his father or the father that wasn't there, and him feeling entitled to certain things that he feels like I should have. I should overindulge. But what happens when we overindulge? With anything that we overindulge in, too much of anything,
you get sick.
You get
you feel
ridiculously sick.
You late at night, you still upset. You got 20 bitches in your bed. You want to kick them all out.
Usually we're doing these from a place, from a void. There's usually something within him that he can't operate from self-control. Because honestly, us as women, we want to sleep with a gang of people too. If I accepted every offer and every dick that was thrown my way, my marriage would not work out. Because let me tell you, even pregnant, I can still get it. But the point is that I operate with self-control. And as humans, that's what makes us different from animals. That's why we're the superior species, because we can govern ourselves. And the world is our oyster, but what are we going to take advantage of and what are we going to refrain from in order to get our needs met and to get to our goal? 20 mm-hmm. women are going to distract you from becoming the best version of yourself if you're a man who's trying to just be out there and put your dick in anything. Mm-hmm. It's not not God's purpose for your life. I'm sorry.
It's so simple. Yeah. Be with somebody who agrees with your lifestyle and values.
Yes.
It's too many too many beautiful black queens. It's too many beautiful queens.
Yes.
That want commitment, and you're dating a guy with 20 other girls, and you uh-huh. know that.
Yeah.
Just date a guy that wants commitment. It's too many guys that want girls that don't want to swing, and it's like, date girls who want to do that.
But men have mm-hmm. convinced us that because there is that there's a deficit, and so because of that, we're acting from a place of hunger and desperation. Mm-hmm. Like when we think there's not enough food to go around, we're starving.
You so take, we'll whatever, take whatever you get. You take a scrap.
We'll take whatever.
Give me the bone.
And you also, got to know too who's masking themselves as well. Because mm-hmm. it'd be good in the beginning, and then that's when the beatings start happening mm-hmm. at the 2 a.m. and you start whatever that nice stuff says happen. The doors will be open.
You can only hide who you are for so long.
But it's a lot of people, even friends and everyone, they mask themselves until it gets deep, until you get comfortable. Y'all start living with each other. It just depends on who you are.
Which is why we should go slow though. Remember you said in your relationship you're going slow right now?
Yep.
You develop first the friendship. If you're not a good friend, you can't be a good lover. I'm sorry. Yes. If you're not a good friend to me, and I'm seeing how you treat your friends, how you treat your family, how you treat the world, how you treat your job, your colleagues, you're not gonna be good to me. At some point you're gonna turn on me too.
Yeah.
So either you're an honorable person or you're not. Yeah. And we can't move so quick into intimacy, physical, emotional. Yep. We can't throw all of our eggs in that basket until we know what we're signing up for.
Yeah.
And that's why I am moving slow.
We get it. And that's a husband.
Excuse me.
We get it.
And that's why I'm moving slow.
And they're about to walk down the aisle.
Taking my time. And I have
B's trying
friend.
To proclaim. She's trying to manifest herself.
Take it as slow as you want. See you in 10 years.
No, I love it, but you know.
And I'm going to say, if he's your husband, he needs to prove it.
Yeah,
and
that's why we're taking this.
Prove it.
You, anybody that try to holler at me, you better come.
And when
on
a man says
it.
That he wants to be your husband, or I'm gonna take care of you, or I'm gonna show up for you this way, prove it. Always something. Prove it.
I'm about action, baby.
Yeah,
and he all about that.
Yeah,
she is a cheerleader.
She is
a cheerleader.
She is gassy.
He is.
He got some big shoes to fill now, because I'm gonna come back and be like, okay, where's the ring?
Yeah.
But any last words before we wrap up? I'll ask another question.
Well, tell Spicy she got to do her quote.
So oh, yeah.
Now what?
We do an inspirational quote before we leave. So you have to give
any
us the quote.
Okay. My favorite is,
glasses in the air.
Ask and you shall receive.
Come on.
Seek and you shall find.
Hello.
Knock and the door will be opened.
Amen. Easy. Okay.
Thank you. Come. Eye contact or is bed six?
I know.
Oh God.
Girl.
There we go. I'm like, I'm still trying to have some good sex, okay?
Eye contact or bad sex for 7 years. Mm. All right, you guys, Women Wild on our podcast. We're going to take a break, but before we do, Spicy, tell the people where they can find you.
You guys can always play with my Twitter or stroke my Instagram at Spicy Mari, SpicyMari. Or go to thespicylife.com and click and subscribe. Go listen to my podcast as well. And schedule a free consultation with me. But the next one will be paid. Yeah.
We'll see you guys after this. Y'all, we just wrapped up with Spicy Mari, relationship expert. Please hit her up if you have any questions. Consult is free. After that, you got to pay, baby.
Yeah.
She's taking all my money because she helps me so much. I love her so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for that, Spicy. She done dropped some gems. Some gems.
She's so educated, and she has a degree in communication. So she's not just talking from BS. She's talking from experience, research, and, you know. Yeah.
And I love when someone know about God. If you put him in there, come on. Let's talk about it. So that's what we need on you. I'm so happy for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking the time to master and organize your relationship.
Yeah, I feel like if you want to be good at anything, you have to focus on it. Yeah. If I want to be good at wilding out, I got to practice jokes. If I want to be good at rapping, I got to write raps. If I want to be good at relationships, I asked my dad this and my grandmother recently. I said, why did no one in the family ever sit me down and say, you're going to date one day? Mm-hmm. This is how you... I learned that from my friends who was in toxic relationship. I learned it from TV. I learned it from just doing it.
Yeah.
Nobody in my family actually set me down and said, okay, you're going to be a young lady one day. When you go on your first date, cross your legs. Not one person ever talked to me about any. And sometimes they don't know. Yeah. They don't even know to say good luck because I've been divorced six times.
Yeah.
They was you know, they don't know. Make
sure but now you can with your kids.
Now you can.
Now you can teach that.
Do the self-work. Yeah. And like you said, whatever you want. If you desire to be, just have a life partner and be, I think that's beautiful. Just the beautiful part is finding somebody that wants the same things as you. So I think whatever you want, you deserve to have that, whether it's polyamory, whether it's being single forever, whether it's marriage. But, you know, the fucked up part is when you're getting with somebody that don't want that.
Yeah.
You know, and you're deceiving them and all that. So just
I'm old school.
Find somebody that wants what you want and everybody will be happy.
Yep. I am old school.
What's old school?
Shoot, one person.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's who you're committed to. And that's who you want. And that's who we're going to slide with. Up and down, ugly, bad. You know, it's never going to be peachy. You go. You may have a water bottle that's gonna get flown over, and like you, I'm going upstairs. You know, and shut the door and slam
it. Water bottle.
You know, or something like, oh, the baby shoe flying over. Like I done told you that I didn't want to eat that. You know, it's gonna be up and down. Don't get it twisted up. You may have to go outside. No, you may have to go outside and it ain't ever gonna be perfect.
You ain't just gonna throw a water bottle at your husband.
I ain't gonna say throw a water bottle, but still. Like maybe just at the wall. Cause I'm tired, I'm frustrated, I'm angry.
I thought we were working on this.
By the time you get married, you won't be like that.
But marriage is not always perfect though.
I'm talking about you throwing stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I may throw like a water bottle.
I'm still gonna be toxic.
Yeah, and I'm saying I may throw like, you know, that's just not at him, but it may be out of anger. And I may have to make myself in a situation, center myself to say, you know what? That was wrong. Let's talk about it. That's what it is. Cause you're not.
So I'm about to throw it, then regret it.
Yeah. Because if you with me, I ain't going ahead having sex with John. I just threw a water bottle at you.
She done said John in four episodes. Who is John?
Yeah, I don't know who
Cause
he
that's
is.
The baby's name.
Yeah, oh. I ain't going around sleeping
and
with nobody.
My ex.
I ain't around sleep with nobody. Least you could do is just hear me out and take a second, talk to me.
Before
you know,
or after the water bottle?
After. Okay. And now I'm mad.
All right.
I done told you to pay the taxes on the car. Why it's late? Oh, I was out there. Okay. Just know.
You are not going to go through that.
Well, you know, things do happen. So in the midst of you having Spicy to be your relationship counsel, things are going to be up and down. But you have to, and your mate has to come as one, as a union, to figure it out. And it's not going to be just this conversation or talking. Mm. You may have something that's, but all right, baby, I love you. When I fight with my peoples or someone I loved and that person sent to me, in my mind, I used to be like, oh, I want to yell at you. But then it's just like, all right, cool. Like, I get you. You know, I got that situation with you know who, and we were talking, and I was like, I'm mad. And that dude ain't even just, he ain't come back at me with an attitude. He was like, I love you. Have a great day.
Have
call
a good
me,
day.
Call me when you're fine. So that's what it is.
That's what you need. That's exactly what you need.
Right. And okay, that too, you like, you ain't going to yell at me.
Yeah. You ain't going to say nothing. I mean, absolutely not, little girl.
And it's like, no. You're not going to say nothing. So, you know, stuff
that's
happened.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
My uncle and my aunt been married for so many years, you know, and I've seen them argue, but I also seen them
How long
have
they been married?
Oh,
so before you were born.
Years. Yeah. And they, you know, and they had up and down, but what he did, he loved on her. Even in an argument, you know,
they still be holding hands and stuff. I love that. 50 years in, holding your wrinkled hands.
What they do, famo? You know.
Any last words? Any last words? Who's doing the toast?
Well, I'll do it.
You got your quote?
I actually have one today.
Oh, let's do it, Brie.
Okay. All right. This above all, to thyself be true. I think that's what
beautiful.
I
say it again.
I've seen it this morning. Actually, I'm going to look. Hold on, wait.
To thine self be true.
Yes.
That's exactly what the whole episode was
that's
about.
That's what the whole episode, that's why I thought it was so crazy that I seen it this morning. This above all, to thine own self be true.
That's it.
William Shakespeare.
It's really simple.
William Shakespeare. I loved his hair.
How was his hair?
He had really cute hair back in the day.
I don't remember.
It was gray.
Was it?
Gray.
Or was that Beethoven?
Yeah.
Women of Wild and Out podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching. We will see you next time.